Hey, it's Jacob Goldstein from Business History. In our new series, American Genius, we tell the stories of three great writers who changed the way business works in America. Our first episode is about Benjamin Franklin, who, among many other things, was a best-selling business writer. Take a listen.
He's writing this much later in his life, consciously creating this image of himself. And I do want to emphasize how unusual this model is at the time, this self-made man myth, because you don't want to be self-made. It's low class to be self-made. You know, this idea that we have today is the opposite, right? And it comes from Franklin. Today, there is the derisive term nepo baby.
Well, exactly right. And these days, if you are a billionaire, you had better have a Benjamin Franklin story about starting in a garage, coming up with the idea from nothing.
And here is Benjamin Franklin inventing it right before our eyes.
This has been brought to you by Odoo. To listen to more of our American Genius series, listen to Business History. New episodes release every Wednesday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Kid in a Cage.
Florida versus Timothy Ferriter.
A father accused of locking his adopted son inside a cage. Join us as we hear the facts behind these charges
through live courtroom audio from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
I think he's going to switch mics for us. And so if you just give us one moment, we'll... Okay. What if we...
Judge, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Her voice is very soft, though. I'm sure that's part of the problem. All right, I can hear you fine. Hers is the voice we need to test, though.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
All right, say that again.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
All right, as long as you keep that level, I think we can hear you, but don't let your voice drop off. You ever been on the sidelines watching a sports event and yelling? Don't be afraid to do that here, so go ahead.
About the makeup of your family in December of 2022. I asked you, you said you lived with your two parents. What were their names?
Timothy and Chrissy.
Okay. And you said that you lived with three siblings. Tell me the three siblings' names.
Ronan, Nola, and Pierce.
And you said that you were the oldest sibling. What's the next sibling in the age order?
That would be Ronan.
And then who comes next?
Nola.
And then who's the last?
Pierce.
How close in age are you to Ronan, approximately?
2 years.
Okay, so you're 2 years older?
Roughly.
Okay, so you're 17 now, almost 18?
Correct.
And so that he's about 15, just turning 16, approximately?
16, yes, yeah.
Yeah, he just turned 16?
Yes.
And how far away is between Ronan and Nola in age? If you don't know, that's okay.
I'm not entirely sure.
Are you guys kind of relatively close in age?
Yeah, we're all relatively close.
Within a year or two of each other?
Correct.
Were you close in grades in school?
Correct, yes.
And how about Pierce? Is he close in age?
No.
Okay, how old is Pierce now, approximately?
I want to guess 4.
Okay, so he's kind of, through much of this, was a smaller baby or a toddler?
Yes.
Okay. While you and your sister Nola and Ronan were much closer in age.
Yes, you were.
Okay. Were you originally born in the United States?
No.
Where were you born?
I was born in China.
Okay. How did you end up coming to the United States?
I was adopted.
Okay. And who were you adopted by? Do you know how old you were when you were adopted?
No.
Okay. Were you a baby or a toddler?
I could walk, sort of, so maybe in between.
So, a little, though.
Yes.
Now, is, do you know whether or not your brother Ronan was born in the United States?
Yeah, no, he wasn't born.
Okay. Do you know where he was born?
Vietnam.
Okay. Was he also adopted?
Yes.
Okay. What about Nola? Was she adopted?
No.
And Pierce, was he adopted?
No.
Now, you said that in January in 2022, everyone lived together. And where did you live? What city did you live in?
We lived in Houston.
Is that in Palm Beach County?
Yes.
Now, growing up in the time that you were living in Jupiter, maybe one before, who was kind of the rule maker for your parents?
Timothy, my dad.
Was Tracy involved in enforcing the rules or making the rules?
She helped support the rules.
Okay. But who was the one that dictated what the rules and what you had to follow?
Timothy.
If you had a dispute or disagreement about a rule or whether or not it was fair, is that something that you could talk about with him?
No.
Okay. And why that?
Because he would reason us out of it, or I just wouldn't be able to say anything.
Was he the disciplinarian in the house?
Yes.
Now, I want to talk about, you said in January of 2022, you guys lived in Florida. When did you come to Florida?
We moved roughly in December. I'm sorry, the years are a little confusing.
So I think we said January of 2022 was when you were with your family, when you guys lived together as a family.
Correct.
And did you move back December right before?
Yeah, December previous.
Okay, so that would have been December of 2021?
Correct.
So the time frame that we're talking about, is that like 5 or 6 weeks?
Roughly.
That you lived in that house in Jupiter?
Yes.
Okay. And you moved back, you moved to Florida. Where did you move from?
We moved from Arizona.
How long had you been in Arizona at that point?
Approximately 5 years.
Prior to Arizona, where did you live?
Florida.
So this was your second time coming back to Jupiter, Florida?
Yes.
When you lived in Florida before, was that like elementary school age, much younger?
Yes, up until fifth grade.
Now, when you moved back to Jupiter, what neighborhood did you move into?
When we moved back?
Yeah, in
Eager Landing.
What type of house was that?
It was a small one-story house.
Okay. Single family home?
Correct.
Okay. How many bedrooms did it have?
Three.
Who had the bedrooms?
So the master bedroom were Tim and Tracy. Nola and I each had our own bedroom. And then, yeah, I guess if you want to count the one in the garage as a bedroom, then that's where, Pierce had his bedroom in the office. They made that into his own room.
Okay, and you said that I wanted to count something in the garage. What do you mean by that? What was in the garage?
They had a room built for rooming.
Who had it built?
My parents.
Okay, so Tim and Tracy had that room specifically built into the garage?
Correct.
Okay. Is that room already there by the time you moved?
I don't remember.
Okay, but was it there at the very least shortly thereafter?
I saw it, at least.
And when we say that it's in the garage, was everyone else's room in the main house?
Correct, yes.
And Ronan was the only one that had to stay in the garage?
Yes.
Now, I want to show you what has already been marked as evidence and shown to the jury. There's some pictures of your home.
Okay.
And so I want to see if you recognize any of them. You mentioned that you had a bedroom. I'm showing you what's been pre-marked as evidence as state 7A and F. Just take a look at it and tell me if you recognize whose room that is.
Yeah, that's my room.
Okay. And now I'm going to show you what's been marked as evidence as states 5A through D. It's another bedroom in the home. Whose bedroom is that?
That would be Noah's.
And then I'm going to show you what's been marked as evidence as states 4A through D. You might need to flip because like one's a close-up. It's fine to do that. Do you recognize what room that is?
Yeah, so this one's Pierce's room.
And we see some mattresses on the floor there. Is that how it was when you lived there? Were there mattresses on the floor in Pierce's room, or was there just a crib in there?
There was a lot of things in there. I can't remember specifically.
Is that a place where, like, Ronan slept?
No.
Okay, so just Pierce slept in there by himself?
Yes.
Now I'm going to show you what's been marked as evidence of state six. Tell me what that shows.
Bathroom.
And I'm going to show you what's been marked as evidence of state nine. What does that show us, a picture of?
That's the garage.
And in stage nine, you said that there was a structure built that your parents specifically built in the garage. Can you see it in that picture?
Yes, it's behind the racks.
Okay. Is that that white building?
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about that white structure that's in the garage.
Yeah, the little white box. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about it. Did that have any windows?
No.
Did it have a lock from the outside?
Yes.
Did it have any access from in the garage to a bathroom?
No.
Okay. And did it have lights inside of it?
I can't remember.
Now, is that the room that Ronan slept in?
Yes.
Is that room, other than just sleeping time, did he spend time or was he put in that room?
Yes.
Was Ronan allowed to be in the house by himself?
No.
Was he allowed to walk freely through the house?
No.
Was he allowed to do something like watch TV in the living room?
Not alone.
Were you allowed to do that?
Yes.
Was your sister Nola allowed to do that?
Yes.
What about snacks? Was there food freely available to Ronan in the kitchen?
No.
Would he be allowed to go and take a snack out of the fridge?
No.
What about get a drink of water if he was thirsty? Is that something he would be allowed to do?
Maybe water if someone washed him.
Only if someone washed him. And only if he's out of the room.
Yes.
Were you allowed to take a snack if you were hungry?
Yes.
Was your sister, Nola, allowed to get a snack if you were hungry?
Yes.
Were there times that you would receive special treats, like, you know, desserts or snacks?
Correct.
What would happen in those instances? Would they be shared with all of your siblings?
There were usually rewards, and usually Noel and I received them. It wasn't often that time I also received.
Okay. Are there some times that once in a while he would receive a reward?
Very rarely.
But were there times where you and Noel were getting a reward and Ty was not included in having special treats or snacks?
Yeah.
Are there times through the, you know, in this household growing up, were you someone who was observant of how your parents treated your other siblings?
Yes.
Did you watch and listen to things that were happening?
Yes.
Throughout your childhood?
I did.
Are you an observant person?
I would consider myself to be.
Did you ever see Ty or Ronan get punished?
Yes.
Was the type of punishment that Ty or Ronan got the same type of punishment that you or Nola would get for the same type of conduct?
No.
How was it different?
It was either more extreme or something completely different than what we received.
Were you ever locked in your room or prevented from leaving?
No.
Did you ever have to go to the bathroom only in a bucket?
No.
Were you ever required to be alone in your room in the dark?
No.
Were you and Nola allowed to have phones?
Yes.
Were you allowed to play games on your devices?
Yes.
Was Ty allowed to play games?
No. Did not unsupervised.
Was he allowed to have a device?
No.
Now, you said that you saw Ty through your time in Florida or Ronan get punished. Did you ever see him get punished for little things?
Yes.
Like what?
Maybe it would be just not answering questions. Maybe he plays a little too rough with one of us, or he talks back.
When you say he wasn't answering questions, what do you mean?
Let's say he did something wrong and they asked him about it. He wouldn't say anything. He just wouldn't answer them.
And what would be the response to that?
If he didn't answer them to a certain point, he'd be sent to his room. Or if he did answer, he'd still be sent to his room.
When he stepped into the room, is he then allowed to leave?
No.
Is he locked in there?
Yes, he did leave. I don't think he's locked all the time, but I know he wouldn't want to leave.
Did you see both Tim and Tracy force him into the room? Make him go into the room?
I've heard both of them tell him to go into.
And did you see both Tim and Tracy involved in the punishment and discipline?
Can you be more specific?
Well, there's something that one person did or the other person did, but were they both?
They were both involved in the punishment.
Now, over time, growing up with your brother, did you notice him become less communicative?
Yes, he shut down.
Okay. Did you notice him over time, especially toward the end, become more withdrawn?
Yes.
Did he smile less?
Yes.
And that's something you noticed kind of as his sibling?
Yes.
Now, I want to talk about specifically right now the time in Florida. What was your observation about kind of how often he was in the room?
How often he was in the room?
Yeah, did you see him around the house very often?
Not inside the house.
No.
Where would you see him? Outside.
Okay, tell me about that. What would he be doing outside?
Yard work, moving the outdoor furniture.
So when he's outside, is it like that he has the opportunity to freely play?
No, it's not. And it's not for entertainment.
Okay, what kind of yard work is he doing?
At the time we were moving in, so it was mostly moving supplies outside of the house.
Okay. Was there some yard work or landscaping involving shelves that he was required to do?
Yes.
Okay. Is that something that you were required to do?
No.
And did you see him doing that?
Yes, I did see him doing the shelves.
And you said that you would observe him outside. When he was told to go outside, did he have the free option of coming back into the house?
No.
How would that work?
So if he was put outside, one of them would know that he's outside. One of my parents would know he's outside. And then if he got done with the work, he'd come and wait for them to let him back.
Okay, would he be allowed to just come back in?
Not unless someone was watching him.
Okay. And are there times when he would be locked out of being allowed back in the house?
Yes.
And then when he was let back in, would he then be able to relax around the house, or what would happen?
Not really. He'd either go to his room or just go somewhere to be monitored.
Okay. Now, in your house, did you eat meals with him regularly?
No.
Where would he be while you would be eating?
Most likely in his room.
And what about when you would get home from school? Would he be with you doing homework in the kitchen or the living room?
No, he did most of his homework in his room. I didn't see him very often.
You didn't see him very often around the house?
Around the house.
Okay. So when you saw him, when he was home and you were home, for the most part, was he one of two places?
Yes.
And what are those two places?
Room or outside.
Were you allowed after school to come and go freely around the house?
Yes.
And your mom, was she around during those times of the day after school?
Yes.
She didn't work?
No.
Were there times that the defendant, Tim, in this case, was also around?
Yes.
In the house?
Yes.
Would he sometimes do stuff with either Pierce, you, or Nola? Like after school, would Tim or Tracy do things with you all after school occasionally?
We would eat meals. I can't think of.
Okay, but Roman wasn't with you when that happened?
Not often.
Now, when you say not often, was there one or two times that he was out and allowed to eat meals?
He was sometimes. He was sometimes eating with us.
The majority of the time, though, was he there?
Not that enough that I can really recall.
Now, you, at that time, were you involved in any activities at school?
I was here.
Yeah, here.
I was a part of the marching band and band in general.
Were there some times that you had football games or events that were related to the marching band?
Yes.
Sometimes on those occasions did your brother come to the event?
Not that I can recall, but...
Where would he be during those?
If my parents were going to the event, he might have been with him, or he might have been at home.
Okay. And when he was left home alone, if your parents were at your event, was he allowed to be out freely in the house?
No.
So were there family events that you or Nola went to where your brother is left home alone at the house?
Yes.
Did you personally even get the opportunity to see him very often during those 6 weeks in Florida?
Barely, like passing outside maybe, or through the window.
Even when he was at home?
Yeah, so I would see him like maybe doing the yard work, I'd see him through my window, or maybe he did briefly come in the house for food or whatnot.
Now, was there a time in Florida where your brother ran away?
Yes.
And do you remember that happening?
Yes.
Was it over a weekend?
I believe so.
Okay. And what did you end up staying at? What kind of happened when he was gone? Where were your parents?
So I was left home alone. I believe Tracy was with Nola at a softball tournament, and Tim was far enough not present in the house.
Okay, so he's out of town, maybe.
Yes.
And you said Tracy left.
Yes.
Where did she go?
I believe she went with Nola to softball.
Was that like in Jupiter around Palm Beach County, or was it out of town?
I don't remember.
Okay. But were you home alone?
Yes.
While your brother was missing?
Yes.
Were you allowed to let him back in the house?
No.
If he came?
No.
Now, I want to talk for a second about another time frame. And, Your Honor, now would be the appropriate time to read that instruction.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, I have an instruction on the law that I'll be reading to you at this time. The evidence you receive from FF and RF concerning other crimes, wrongs, or acts allegedly committed by the defendants will be considered by you for the limited purpose of proving motive, opportunity, intent, preparation, plan, knowledge, or corroborating the testimony of EM, and you shall consider it only as it relates to those issues. However, the defendant is not on trial for a crime, wrong, or act that is not included in the information. You cannot convict the defendant for an offense he is not charged with. Instead, he can only be convicted of the crime for which he is charged.
Now, I want to talk to you about kind of the time frame in Florida. Prior to Florida, you said you lived in Arizona.
Correct.
Tell me about the house that you lived in Arizona. What city did you live in Arizona?
I lived in Tucson.
Okay. Tell me about the house you lived in.
It was a one-story house.
How many bedrooms did it have? Tell me about that.
So there were four bedrooms.
When you first lived there, who were the bedrooms assigned to?
So when we first initially lived there, it was Ronan, Nola, and myself.
And then did your parents have a separate bedroom?
Yeah, master bedroom.
Okay. So you said your sister, your brother, and you each had an individual bedroom?
Yes.
Okay. And was your brother's bedroom inside the house?
We're not now. Ronan?
Ronan.
Yes.
Okay. Now, how old approximately are you when you kind of first moved to Arizona?
I just finished the fifth grade, so I don't know what that age range is.
So you're in about the fifth grade?
Yes.
And Ronan is younger than you?
Yes.
So he's in the third or fourth grade?
Yes.
At that time?
Oh, wait, no, moving?
When you first got to
Arizona? Yes, he had just, yes, sorry.
So is it right to say that he was probably in the third or fourth grade at that point, elementary school?
Yes.
Okay, and Nola also in elementary school?
Yes.
Now, at that point, you said that he had his own room?
Yes.
That room, was it like an ordinary, regular room, or was there anything different about it?
No, it was basically a mirror of Nola's room.
Okay. Could he go and come freely in that room?
Yes.
Okay, at some point, was there any kind of lock placed on that room?
There was a latch.
Tell me about that.
There was a little latch attached to the top of the door frame. It had a little pin keyhole thing.
So tell me, what does that mean for the person that's inside the room?
He couldn't come out.
Okay, so it could be latched from the outside?
Yes.
Did you see that there were times when he had a room in the house that it would be locked from the outside and he'd be locked in that room?
Mm-hmm.
Would he be locked in that room in Arizona?
Yes.
Okay. Did that room have a bathroom?
No.
Now, Is there at some point a time where he no longer had a room in the house?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
When our youngest brother Pierce was born, they had a room built into the garage.
Okay. Tell me about the room that was built in the garage.
No windows. It had no windows. It had an AC unit, a bed, and sometimes a bucket, or sometimes his bottles were in there before they were taken out.
Okay. Tell me about that. Was there time? How would that happen?
So, like, about the items in the room being taken out? If he got in trouble, if something happened, they would get moved out all the way out of his room, or if he had, like, decorations, when he would get upset, he would take them off the walls.
Okay. And when you say they would take everything out of the room, what would be left in the room?
His bed and a small desk, what he would do on.
Now, you mentioned, that the room, was built into the garage. Was that house the same as the Florida house? Like, was it all on one level, or was it something different?
So the Arizona house?
The Arizona house.
And yeah, it was all on one floor. The garage, yes, had steps going down to it, but it was all on one.
Now, that room in Arizona, did it have a bathroom attached to it?
The guest room?
Yeah.
No.
Did it have any windows?
No.
Did that room lock from the outside?
Yes.
Did that room have any kind of smell?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
It did not smell good.
How about?
He had his bucket in there, which he would use good and bad. And sometimes he didn't have a bucket in there, he'd just be on the floor.
Now, were there times in Arizona, like in Florida, where your brother would be in that room for long periods of time?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
It's roughly the same idea as one here. When we did it in Florida, he got in trouble, get sent down to his room. But it's more of getting sent down. More often he was being sent to the room.
And then how long would he be in the room for? Would it be long periods of time?
It would be long periods of time. I can't say off the top of my head.
Are we talking like all day?
Can I just say there were some days that I didn't really see him that often?
Yeah. And so if you didn't see him that often, was he, like, not at the house, or where was he?
He was in his room, or, again, outside.
Okay. So, was the situation in Arizona similar in that he spent a lot of time in the room by himself?
Yes.
If he wasn't in school, where was he most of the time?
Are we talking about in Arizona?
In Arizona.
In Arizona, outside the yard work or in his room.
Now, we talked about in Florida, when he's outside doing yard work, he couldn't just come back in. Is that the same in Florida?
Yes.
What would happen? Like, where would he just stand outside, or how would that work?
Yeah, so if he was doing yard work finished, he'd come stand outside and just wait, or one of them would go meet him outside. By them, I mean when it comes.
Okay. Was he allowed to just come back in himself?
No.
Would the door be locked?
I can't.
Okay, you don't know whether or not it was locked. I don't know. Okay. I don't want you to speculate. But was he allowed or freely able to come back in?
No.
Okay. Now, when he's outside, does he have under direct supervision there?
No. Not all the time.
So he's just kind of out there by himself?
Yes.
And your parents, Tim and Tracy, are someplace else?
Yes.
Now, you said that was roughly around the time that your brother Pierce was born. Who ended up taking over your brother Ronan's room when Pierce was born?
Pierce took Ronan's room.
Okay, so that became the new baby's room.
Yes.
And you said that Pierce is now, how old do you think he was now? Around
four-ish, I would say.
Okay. So, was it approximately how many years do you think was the special room in Arizona? Just an estimate.
Oh, like how long
before you moved to Florida was he kept in that room?
So the one in Arizona?
The one in Arizona, before you came to Florida.
Pierce was roughly two when we got here, so maybe
So approximately 2 years,
roughly, that he's been in a room.
That's not before you came to Florida.
Yes.
Correct. And how old were you when you came to Florida?
So moving from Arizona to Florida.
How old were you?
So. Oh wait. Oh, I'm sorry. I think I got confused. Wait.
It's okay. Take your time.
Okay. So when we moved to Arizona. Yeah, I had just finished the fifth grade, and then when we moved back, I was in the middle of my sophomore year.
Okay, so you were in high school.
Yes.
When you came back to Florida.
Yes.
And your brother was in middle school.
Yes.
Now, we talked a lot about your brother being in the room in Arizona. Were there times where you were concerned about whether or not your brother was getting food or being fed regularly?
Yes.
What would you do when that happened?
If I saw there was a plate for him, sometimes I'd be able to take it and just run it down to him really quick. And otherwise, I really couldn't do anything.
And when you say you brought it down to him, where would you have to bring it down to him?
To his room downstairs in the garage. This is Arizona, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so downstairs, his room there.
Are there times over the course of when you were living in Arizona that you ever saw your father, the defendant, be physically aggressive towards your brother?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
He would grab him by the back of the neck and just kind of haul him down to his room. That was the most common one that I saw.
Would you be able to see what was happening once they're down in the room?
Once they're in the room, no.
Would you be able to hear what is happening?
Yes.
Tell me what you heard.
I would hear him curse at him, yell at him.
And you think I would hear him curse at him? Who
I would hear Tim yell at Ryan.
And would you hear him curse at Ryan?
Yes.
Okay. What else would you hear?
I would hear the sound of contacts, so like slapping or hitting or something. And then I'd also hear my brother scream.
Now, during these interactions, are they like is Tim, the defendant in this case, like rationally explaining or calmly explaining the change in behavior or what your brother did wrong?
No.
Is he angry?
Yes.
How can you tell that? Like, what makes you think that he was angry?
It was really loud and it didn't really seem much like an explanation. It just felt like he was just shouting at him.
Was your brother in trouble with your parents or on punishment with your parents a lot of the time?
Yes.
Did it seem like he basically was always in trouble?
Yes.
Did it seem like even when he did things that were positive or appropriate that was acknowledged? Based on what she saw.
Objections overruled. Objections overruled.
Wait, before answering.
The objection was speculation, correct?
Yes.
Objections overruled.
Did, based on what you saw, when your brother was acting in the way that your parents wanted or doing positive things, was that acknowledged?
Briefly.
Did it lead to like a change in his circumstances or improvement about how he was treated?
Briefly.
Okay, and when you say briefly, what do you mean by that?
It maybe went for a week or so. And then something else happened. He did something else. He got himself in trouble and didn't go back to the way it was.
Was the way that he got in trouble, to you, did it seem proportionate to what you knew he got in trouble for?
No.
Did it seem extreme, a reaction?
Relevant, her opinion.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that objection. All right, overruled. Go ahead, Ms. Copeland.
Can you answer that question?
Can you repeat it?
Yeah. Did the punishment seem appropriate or proportional to what he was doing?
No.
Did the majority of the things that he was punished for, are they minor types of things?
From what I saw, yes.
Now, I want to talk about how your perception of in both Florida and Arizona.
Okay.
Did you ever feel a time that you were unsafe around your brother?
Unsafe as to?
Physical harm.
Him harming me?
Yeah. No. No. Did you at any time, did he ever threaten you or anything like that?
No.
Did you ever see him intentionally cause physical harm to any of your siblings?
No.
Or your parents?
No.
That's all the questions I have.
All right, Mr. Waidi, any cross? Okay, we're going to take a short break. Mark, you can escort the jurors into the jury room for a very short break, and then once we're set up, we'll reconvene.
We, you're on our end. We're ready.
I'm sorry, Ms. Coakley?
We're set up. I don't know if you're breaking for us. We're ready to...
Okay. Bear with me just for a second, Ms. Coakley, while the jury leaves the courtroom. All right, Ms. Murad, are you going to go down to 10G, or how do you want to handle this?
Well, we need to be able to speak with the client judge, so we cannot go down there.
All right, so let's have Mr. Waheed needs to come up here then.
Yes.
All right, Mr. Waheed, you need to come on up here to have a conference, and then you'll have to go back down to 10G.
Fair enough.
Okay, all right. Everyone can be seated.
Sir, and we'll hear you better. So, well, I'm gonna, when I talk, I'll be standing there.
Yeah.
So, who you be? You, and if you want to speak, so when you're there, me or whatever, anything.
Proximity is really.
Yeah, I'll be.
All right.
Let her get off.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna put it on mute, I guess.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
It's going to depend on you folks in terms of what you tell me as far as your cross of this witness. I mean, obviously, this will be the last witness for today, but if you have a long way to go, then that'll affect what I do for the remainder of the day. Ms. Black, Ms. Moran, let me have you approach. What we are discussing now. So give them a mic so this is all on the record. It's almost 5 o'clock then. I'm inclined, if you're not going to finish very quickly, and I'm obviously not rushing you at all on your cross. I want you to take whatever time you think you need. But if you think you're going to need 35 to 45 minutes, that's going to run us over what I normally, the time I normally keep jurors here in the afternoon. So I'm inclined then to not start the cross until tomorrow morning. What do both sides think on that? Okay. And just let Ms. Coakley know that Mr. Waheed's anticipating 35 to 45 minutes.
I did.
Okay.
After speaking to my client, we definitely won't be done quickly. So I would agree with the court if the court is saying let's hold this cross till tomorrow.
It's not for my benefit, but benefit of the jurors that are deciding this case. Any issue having Ms. Farriter back tomorrow morning, Ms. Black? The state handles their witnesses and availability, so I'm looking for you to give me guidance.
I don't know what her availability is, to be honest, so
let me just
find out.
Can Ms. Coakley come back? I mean, we can communicate with her through this link.
Yeah, she can hear you.
I don't think she's in there. Do you just want to run down? I just need to stop for this. But she's probably gone.
We're all getting our steps in today, Judge.
Well, you know, I'm in 10G, so I walk from literally one end of the courthouse to the other every time I take a break.
I was just in your courtroom. It's lovely. But far. In heels. I don't have to do that. That's correct.
Ms. Coakley, can you hear me? Ms. Coakley? I am not able to hear her now.
They fixed it. They just unmuted it.
Okay. So Mr. Waheed's advised that he expects his cross to take anywhere from 35 to 45 minutes, which leads me to the determination that we're probably better served to start the cross-examination tomorrow morning. Because I don't want to keep the jury here to 5:45 or 6 today. What's your availability of the witness to be back here tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock?
Understood, Your Honor.
I'm asking, is the state able to have Ms. Farriter back here tomorrow morning at 10?
I mean, I'm trapped in this school, but, I mean, it can't be helped.
Yeah, I don't think it can be helped, there's... So I think that's what we're going to do. Just let the witness know that we'll need her back here tomorrow. Make sure whomever is responsible for her has her here ready to continue her cross-examination at 10 o'clock. We do want to run a test again tomorrow morning before we start to make sure that the technology is working properly. I've expressed just a little bit of concern to Ms. Black and Ms. Murad while you were not here, Mr. Waheed, of the jury's ability to hear and understand Ms. Farriter. I don't know if it's because of her enunciation or because of the technology, but it was very difficult to catch every word that she was saying. And I'm just letting both sides know there was no objection raised during the testimony, so there's nothing for me to act on. But I did want to give both sides at least a heads up with the court's concern about the quality of the audio. I don't know that there's a solution, but maybe between now and tomorrow morning, think about it if there's some other way we want to approach it.
So, Judge, when I was just downstairs talking to the tech, they said they had just switched it so that the sound is now coming directly from the owl. I'm not sure is it better or worse as now than it was earlier?
Well, we could hear Ms. Coakley fine. Ms. Coakley was not the problem. The problem was when Ms. Farriter was testifying and speaking, the short answers we could hear fine. The yes, the no, to one, two, three, those kinds of answers. But anytime it was more of an explanation, it became more difficult. And again, I don't know if it's because of the enunciation or just simply the quality of the sound transmission.
It was very clear.
I can come back up there to address this, but I do think it would be helpful if you empowered the jury to let us know, and we would immediately like to raise their hand.
I did do that, and I had the thumbs up at the beginning, but after the testimony was concluded, my bailiff advised me that a couple of the jurors told him that they had difficulty hearing. So I'm just going to have to put the onus back on the jurors. If you can't hear, stop the proceedings so that we can make sure that you hear everything, because we have to make sure that they can hear everything. The other thing I will tell you is if the jury does request a readback or a replay of her testimony, the testimony will be replayed from the recording in courtroom 10G, not this courtroom. So that should solve any issue with respect to the recording and the transmission through the IT. So I'm not going to suggest it, but if they do request it at the replay, then they'll get a clearer replay than they maybe got with the original play. Yeah, you can come on back up here now, and then I'll bring the jurors out and tell them that we're going to begin, because of the lateness of the hour, we're going to continue the cross until tomorrow. So when you get back up here, I'll bring the jurors back up, Ms. Coakley.
All right, sounds good, Your
Honor. Okay, all right, thank you. You're going to make that trek all the way down and back? G. All right, so Mark, as soon as Ms. Coakley gets back, then you can bring the jurors out and we'll recess for today. Yes. Okay, all sides ready to proceed? All right, Mark, you may go ahead and bring the jurors out. Yes. All right.
Jury entering.
All right, everyone may be seated. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, because of the lateness of the day, we're going to end the proceedings for today and continue with the cross-examination tomorrow. I do want to reiterate, because my bailiff did advise me that some of you had difficulty hearing. Very important, as I said at the beginning, that you hear all the testimony that is being given to you. So we're going to continue with this setup tomorrow, and there will be another witness in which the setup will be the same. But if you have any difficulty hearing at all at any part of the proceeding, raise your hand, let me know so that I can have them either repeat the question, because it's very important that I get feedback from you if you can't hear. You're the important ones, obviously, and that you hear the evidence. So just make sure that if you can't hear and you think you're missing something, you raise your hand and let me know, and then I'll work with the technology we have to make sure that it's presented so that you can hear it. Other than that, I want you to go home tonight. It's been a full long day. Same schedule tomorrow. Check in with the jury office at 9:15. Be up here at the elevators at 9:45, and Mark will be ready to meet you for a 10 o'clock sharp start time. I don't anticipate any delays tomorrow in starting at 10 o'clock sharp, so I am fairly confident, as confident as I can be, that we'll start close to the estimated time. Remember, during the recess, don't discuss the case with each other or with anyone else. Do any kind of research, blah, blah, blah. You've heard it all at this point. Most importantly, though, and in all seriousness, make sure that you continue to avoid any inadvertent exposure to any type of media coverage. So any questions from you folks before I let you go for the day? All right, well, good. I will see you tomorrow. Go home, get a good night's dinner and a good night's rest, because I expect we'll go the full day tomorrow as well. All right, thank you. All right, everyone may be seated. Anything I need to address before we recess for today? I'm assuming the state's case will run through the entirety of tomorrow. All right, so that brings me to my next question. I always like the day that the state expects to finish their case. I want to make sure that you come armed with proposed jury instructions and enough copies, and if there are any issues with respect to the jury instructions, those have been worked out in advance. Are there any issues? You don't have to decide it right now, but are there any issues that are anticipated with respect to the jury instructions in this case? I know Ms. Black provided the court with a copy, and I assume she provided defense counsel with a copy of the proposed instructions. Have you had a chance to look at that, Ms. Murad or Mr. Waheed? So I won't hold you to it at this point. Try to look at them tonight, and if there are any issues you need to alert me to, let me know. I don't even have to hear them tomorrow, but I will need to be ready promptly, probably Thursday sometime to hear any issues that need to be worked out with respect to the verdict form or the jury instructions.
And there are, I think, the portions that you might have disagreements on have already been highlighted, so everything else is pretty much standard.
Except for the last okay. And I used to dread charge conferences in civil because they would take forever. But in criminal, it's not too bad. So I don't expect it to take a lot of time to work through the charges.
I do have the lesser of child abuse.
That's what I assumed as I read the, because you did have the lesser for the one, but there weren't lessers for the other, and I assumed that there weren't lessers as a matter of law. So, okay, so let's talk about that before I let you go. Your time is less valuable to me than the jurors. I'm just kidding. But so the state is still anticipating that you will finish on Thursday, correct? Is that? Right. I've gotten the impression that we're just a little bit behind schedule. I mean, because of the technology issues, I get that. So give me your best guess. I mean, if it's not going to be to Friday, at some point I need to alert them that we're maybe going to go a day over if that's, in fact, going to happen. Remember, a day over is a big deal here because that means we go to next Tuesday. Okay. All right, so we'll know better tomorrow. Ms. Murad, you indicated you have three civilian witnesses. You have an expert, right?
Yes, the three civilian witnesses are relatively short, so should the state rest after their expert on Thursday, after the jury instructions are read, I can call those three witnesses.
And then you have your expert.
She'll be a minute.
And then you'll make a decision at that time, a game time decision, as to whether your client will testify or not. Obviously, when we get to that stage of the proceedings, I'll need to do the necessary colloquies from the court. Let's assume that, and I'm not holding to anything, but let's assume you put on your three witnesses, the expert, and your client testifies just for budgeting and time. What is that looking at? Is that a full day of testimony, a half? That's a day and a half. So that means that if the state rests by Thursday midday, that you would go with your case possibly all the way through the end of Friday, and then deliberations would start.
Your Honor, I have to remind the court that we're off on
Monday. Oh, I know. That's why I said that a day over is a big deal here because Monday's off and we start Tuesday, so I get that. And I won't tell you that I had suspended my calendar for the entirety of next week, but that's subject to change depending on what happens with this. All right, good enough then. Anything else I need to address before we break for the day? Is it one of the ones we chose?
Yes.
Juror number six.
Well, that is why we chose three alternates, just in an abundance of caution. Ms. Tuggle, which one? Oh, you're giving me the number that she's in the. Yeah, it's juror 29 is the one that has the flight.
Right. And just so that I can understand right, what juror number is she in the
five? Oh, she's the. My bailiff's telling me she's number five.
Come on. I thought you were on my side.
Yeah, number five. Okay, all right, so we will break and recess for the day. Same schedule tomorrow. We will start sharply at 10 o'clock tomorrow. I don't intend to let anything go past.
Yeah, and Your Honor, I think she comes back on Tuesday. So, like, that was.
We'll address that when we have to. Let's not get there if we don't have to get there. All right, so it may not be an issue at all if she's going to be back for Tuesday because Monday's a holiday. All right, well, everyone have a good night, and I'll see you tomorrow for a 10 o'clock sharp start time. Court's in recess.
Court's in recess.
You were saying five, and I was looking at the juror numbers, but you meant five in the other chart. Well, I wrote the one that had the flight. It was 2-9 was her number, but she's number five in the selection.
I lost the battle, but I'll win the war. Yeah.
It all matters. I was right.
So
that's the important part here.
There's more to come.
Kid in a Cage. Florida versus Timothy Ferriter from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Press subscribe now.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.